From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Theto, August 16th. Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most. Let's get into it. First, from IEEE Spectrum AI, the CPU comeback is upon us. AWS's engineers are suddenly being told to squeeze every last CPU cycle because the AI boom has flooded the cloud with GPU-heavy jobs. But the real bottleneck is showing up on the CPUs that handle the glue work. When an LLM starts calling tools, opening files, hitting APIs, or running small helper models, the heavy lifting shifts to the processor cores, and those cores have been left out of the hype. Researchers at Intel and Georgia Tech ran a series of tests that revealed a pretty stark mismatch. GPUs sit idle while the CPU parses tool outputs, and the CPU sits idle while the GPU does the matrix math. By reshuffling the schedule so each piece runs on the right hardware, they squeezed up to a 1.8 times speed-up in end-to-end latency for sustained agentic workloads. The problem compounds when you consider tokenization. Every time a tool returns data, the whole text stream gets re-tokenized, and with agentic models that can spawn thousands of sub-agents, the token count can balloon into the hundreds of thousands. Adding more CPU cores can slash the first token latency dramatically, sometimes sevenfold, because the tokenizer is a sequential, branch-heavy task that doesn't parallelize like the model inference does. All of this is nudging the whole industry to treat CPUs as a first-class resource again. Intel's server chips are sold out. AMD is doubling its forecast, and even NVIDIA is pushing its own ARM-based CPU for agentic AI. The side effect? A nascent CPU crunch that's already starting to ripple into consumer-grade silicon. Next, second, from the decoder. When AI models aren't allowed to reflect on themselves, it changes their entire worldview. Google's team nudged a chatbot to deny any hint of consciousness, and the ripple was surprisingly wide. When the model stopped saying "I'm aware," it also pulled back on attributing inner lives to animals, dropped any mention of an afterlife, and reported lower overall life satisfaction. The shift wasn't just a single line, it spread through the system, showing how tightly self-reflection ties together moral and existential judgments. The researchers call it a surgical cut that proves the mind of an AI is more interconnected than we thought, with one constraint reshaping its whole worldview. Up next, third, from Towards Data Science. Running SQL concurrently across three remote DuckDB servers with Quack. I dug into the Quack extension because it lets a DuckDB instance on one machine fire a query at another DuckDB over the network. But it isn't trying to turn the whole thing into a distributed engine. The author spun up three identical EC2 boxes, each running its own DuckDB file sales, customers, products, and installed the same Python virtualenv and Quack service on all of them. One box acts as the coordinator. It builds a tiny fragment for each SQL statement, spins a thread per fragment, and uses a barrier so every thread releases at the same moment. Each thread opens a local DuckDB connection, loads Quack, attaches the remote endpoint, and calls remote.query to run the statement on its worker. After all futures finish, the coordinator gathers the start offsets, durations, and result rows into a single output. The demo shows 10 million row tables on each node and a quick sample of the first 5 rows from each, proving you can run truly concurrent reads and writes across three remote DuckDB servers with just a few lines of Python. And then, fourth, from the decoder, 1 in 5 US workers now delegates tasks to AI instead of colleagues, survey finds. That's a pretty significant shift. What's interesting is that most of these workers aren't just using AI as a tool, they're actually handing off tasks to it with minimal editing. It's not just about augmenting their work, but actually replacing human input altogether. I think this says a lot about how quickly we're adapting to AI in the workplace. It's not just about efficiency, but also about trust. People are trusting AI to get the job done without needing human oversight. Next, fifth, from the decoder, Optima tackles AI benchmarking's biggest flaw by letting users test models against their own data. Artificial Analysis has launched Optima, a platform that lets users build custom AI benchmarks from their own data and workflows. Models can be compared not just on quality, but also on cost and time per task. For agent-based applications, those metrics often tell you more than raw token pricing. The article Optima tackles AI benchmarking's biggest flaw by letting users test models against their own data appeared first on The Decoder. Up next, 6, from The Decoder: Anthropic's bioweapons filter was down for nearly a year, exposing 133 million requests. In a safety report, Anthropic reveals that its internal filtering system for biological and chemical weapons risks was inactive for nearly a year. During that time, around 50,000 external feedback contractors ran about 133 million unfiltered interactions with the models. The article Anthropic's bioweapons filter was down for nearly a year, exposing 133 million requests appeared first on The Decoder. And then, 7th, from The Decoder: OpenAI dissolved the team built to catch catastrophic AI risks, reassigning its work to other groups. OpenAI just folded its preparedness unit, the group that was supposed to flag any existential threats from its own models, into a handful of existing teams. The shift isn't just a reshuffle. It means the dedicated safety pipeline is now scattered across product, research, and policy groups, each juggling its own priorities. A few of the original safety engineers have already walked out, citing concerns that the focus on catastrophic risk is being diluted. Internally, people are describing a low-grade anxiety, like a constant hum of responsibility that's hard to shake. Management says the work will continue, but the structural change signals a move away from a single, purpose-built safety silo toward a more integrated, albeit less visible, approach. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.